As Florida continues to clean up from Irma, we're getting reports of a tragedy today. At least 5 residents of a nursing home have died, and more than 100 others have been evacuated. The nursing home in the city of Hollywood on the East Coast between Fort Lauderdale and Miami had reportedly been without power since Irma slammed the state on Sunday. NPR's Layla Fadel is in Fort Myers, Florida. She joins us now. Layla, what more do we know about the nursing home deaths?
Well, Broward County confirmed that 3 people died at the center. 2 others died after being taken to the hospital. And they haven't released any information about the exact cause of the deaths. But what we do know is that this hurricane has put basically more than half the state off of power. And people don't have air conditioning in this extreme heat.
Right.
They don't have – and people who are dependent on medical equipment that needs to be plugged in, how do they access that? How do they get that? In some cases, people are staying in hotels with friends who do have power, but not everybody has that option. And so that is the biggest concern going forward. Being dependent on electricity, what do people do?
And we will continue to follow events in Hollywood, but you are in Fort Myers on the West Coast, where a lot of people who were staying in shelters are starting to be able to return to their homes, even if there is some damage and they don't have electricity. Have you been able to go into any people's homes with them, and what are they finding?
Yes, we've been traveling all around this area, Naples, Immokalee, a poor area, Fort Myers. People are returning home. In some cases, they're finding that their homes are severely damaged, especially homes that are more vulnerable, places like mobile homes. We went into one home in Immokalee where the roof was gone, the debris is everywhere, the beds are ruined, all of their home is destroyed. They don't have money left to buy more supplies, and they're dependent on FEMA to help them find a place to stay until they can live somewhere else. Other places still have standing water in the streets, in some cases shin high, in some cases higher. That water is starting to recede, but they're hoping that city officials, county officials are going to start coming in to clear the streets. So people are getting home, not as bad as this is one of the most hard hit areas of this storm, and still homes that are solidly built, concrete poured. A lot of those have been able to stay standing. The biggest issue is the lack of power, and in some cases, the lack of water.
And what about people who have not been able to return home and are still living in shelters? What are you hearing from them?
Well, at this point, they're staying in shelters because they can't get back to their houses. It's as simple as that. And people want as quick a response as possible. They want the power back. They want the water back. Right now, it's doable. A lot of people still have the supplies that they stockpiled from before the storm, especially people who have the means to make those stockpiles. But in a few days from now, is it still going to be doable if they still can't return to their homes? So they're waiting on what response there is there going to be. When will the power be back on? And in some cases, some of those homes have been restored.
You mentioned people that have the means or don't have the means. What are you noticing about the difference between how this storm is impacting the poor and people who have more money?
Well, I mean, basically, the storm is a very, very scary situation for everybody, whether they were rich or poor. But in some cases, it can be a very scary inconvenience. And in other cases, it will bankrupt you and destroy your life. We spoke to a woman who makes $800 a month between her and her husband for their household. So that means she had to not pay the water bill in order to be able to get the money to stockpile water and food for her daughter, who's 2 years old, for her father, for her brother, and to get to a motel that was safe enough. And that motel kicked them out because they were running out of water after the storm. Yeah. And then on the other side of that, this is a county that has – Collier County is one of the biggest income disparities in the country, the third largest disparity in the country. So on the other side, in Naples, the west side of that county, where they're also dealing with intense power shortages, gas shortages, lack of water, potable water that you can actually drink – this is also a situation where if you have enough money, you can buy the water that you need. You can get the food that you need. You can wait in these long lines for gas. So that is the difference. It can be an inconvenience that's very hard for your family, or it can be a situation where you will likely go into severe debt, run out of money, and possibly not be able to feed your family.
That's NPR national correspondent Layla Fadel joining us from Fort Myers, Florida. Layla, thank you.
Thank you.